Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 162. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. In this week's episode, I want to tell you a story about a project that I'm working on that I think a lot of tech enthusiasts, geek enthusiasts would probably be interested in doing something similar to what I'm doing, leading up to a big event coming up in December. Now, first of all, I want to apologize for not having an episode out last week. Last week was a really busy week for me, and I really wanted to record an episode. I just did not get a chance to get behind the mic to record. This week, what I'd like to do is talk about the lead up to Star Wars Episode 9 and what I'm doing for sort of the lead up to this. Now, in the past, every time a Star Wars movie has come out, what I've done is I've always gone and watched all the previous episodes leading up to that particular movie. And every time I try to find somebody else who has never seen the movies before and try to get them involved somehow, and we all know that there's sort of the different ways to watch the movies, whether you start with episode 4, you do 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, and then 7, 8, you go on that way. You know, or do you watch them episodes 1 through 8 entirely? And then recently with the newer Star Wars movies, you have things like Rogue One and you have the Solo Star Wars stories in there now as well. And how do you watch? Do you just watch everything in the order that it's supposed to be? Well, this time I'm sort of doing something a little different. I probably will still go back and watch all of the Star Wars movies leading up to Rise of the Skywalker here coming up on December 20th, I believe. Well, earlier this year, I listened to a couple of Star Wars audiobooks, and I really enjoyed them. And to start off with, the Star Wars audiobook that really sort of starts the whole story, in my opinion, is not really an official Star Wars. It's a Star Wars book, but it's not like in the canon of the Star Wars universe. This is Star Wars Darth Plagueis. And if you are familiar with the Emperor of Star Wars, Darth Plagueis was his master. So Darth Sidious was the apprentice. And it's the sort of origin stories behind the ideas of everything that that comes to be. Sidious in the Star Wars movie explains about Darth Plagueis and what he's able to do, how he's able to control life and that type of thing. And so this is if you were going to start and listen to the audiobooks, this is where I would suggest that you start. Now, there are over 40 different audiobooks. What I'm doing is I'm going to necessarily stick to the movie audiobooks, but there's a couple of audiobooks right here at the beginning that I think you should also listen to if you'd like to do this. So Star Wars Darth Plagueis, this sort of starts off way before episode 1, and Darth Plagueis is has an apprentice, Darth Sidious. They are sort of manipulating local businesses and banking experts to sort of bend to their will. And it's a fascinating story of the legend of Darth Plagueis and how sort of the dark side works. And I think anybody who is a fan of Star Wars would really enjoy this book. The next book that I want to talk about is sort of several books later. It's the introduction of Darth Maul, and it's called Star Wars Maul Lockdown. Both of these books, I believe, are by the same author. Oh, no, they're not. Star Wars Darth Plagueis is by James Luceno, L-U-C-E-N-O, and this is part of the Star Wars Legends series, narrated by Daniel Davis. I gave the book 5 stars, just so in case you're curious about my review process. The next one, Star Wars Maul, is written by Joe, and I'm going to butcher the name, Schreiber, S-C-H-R-E-I-B-E-R, narrated by Jonathan Davis. Now, this was probably, it was an excellent book. The narration and performance really good. There are some very slow parts to this book, too. This is Darth Maul, introduction to Darth Maul, and he's sent to a prison to track down something for Darth Sidious, and he's sort of sent to a prison that you cannot escape from, and it's sort of a challenge presented to him, and it does go way into detail about the way Darth Maul thinks and the way Darth Maul acts. And I think reading this book would lead you up into episode one really well. So again, this is part of the Legends series. It's not really official canon, but it's something I think leading up into episode one would be a good read. Next up, coming up, Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace. We all know the story if you're a fan of Star Wars. This is the story of Anakin Skywalker, and this is where it all begins, so to speak. And this book, all these books are available on Audible, and I'm sure you can find them other places as well. Narrated by Terry Brooks, written by Terry Brooks, narrated by Alexander Adams. And this book, pretty much from the very beginning to the very end, covers everything of episode one that you would see in the movies. It's almost word for word episode one of the movies. It does give some background information in certain places. What I really liked about this book was the explanation of pod racing, which I never really understood why it was in the movie. It went into explanation about how Anakin was basically the only human able to do pod racing, and how he sort of wasn't really knowing it, but he was using the Force to help guide him through pod races and keep himself alive. There's other explanations there leading up to, of course, how Anakin wins his first pod race, being the only human to ever win a pod race. There's a lot of explanation there. It goes into a lot of backstory about Anakin Skywalker. So I really think, as I listened to that book, it was great for the background info, and especially the sort of background info about Naboo and the Gungans not wanting to, interact with other races on planet. So there's a lot of backstory that you don't get from the movie because of pacing concerns in the actual movie. A lot of stuff was cut out. A lot of backstory was cut out. And so the audiobook expands on it a little bit, which is kind of refreshing for somebody who watched the movies a lot. I was never able to understand a few things, and the books sort of explained it a little bit better. Going on to episode two, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones audiobook. This was written by R.A. Salvatore, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E, narrated again by Jonathan Davis. This was an excellent book. Again, completely based off of the movies, the introduction of Count Dooku. And what I really like about this book, you start to really feel... what Anakin Skywalker is feeling inside. You don't really get that a lot in the movie. You start to understand why he has so much conflict between the light and the dark sides. The way to kind of explain that, I don't want to give any spoilers away from the book, but he has basically, if you are Anakin Skywalker's friend, he is unendingly loyal to you, and he will do anything he possibly can for you, which is sort of not the way the Jedi think. Jedi, they don't have any connections. They are sort of one with the Force. They are off on their own. They do things for the better of everyone, not just one particular person in general. So it goes into a lot of detail about this leading up into episode three. Now, this is the book that I'm currently on, and I haven't made my way all the way through, but episode three, if you remember the opening scene of the movie where Obi-Wan and Anakin are flying through this space battle, and they're trying to get to a control ship where Senator Palpatine is captured, and they're trying to rescue him. The book, the episode three book opening segment is 4.5 hours long. There is so much backstory and so much information there about the plan of Darth Sidious and the plan of Senator Palpatine. There's backstory of Obi-Wan. There's backstory of Anakin, why they are best friends, why they are able to do what they do, how people in the entire galaxy hold these two as like legendary status. So there is a lot of things happening here. 4.5 hours worth of explanation of everything that you wanted to know about the sort of secret plans, how Darth Sidious put everything together. If you're going to read any of the books, I would definitely take a listen to. If you're just going to listen to one of them, episode 3 is great so far. I've got 2 hours left of this one. This one is by Matthew Stover, narrated by Jonathan Davis again, who does an excellent narration, excellent voices of the characters. I would recommend episode 2 and 3 to anybody. There's a lot to it. Now, here's where I sort of drew the line, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do next. I was struggling whether or not I wanted to go on right on to episode 4, or do I listen to Rogue One, or do I listen to Solo and Rogue One? And what I ultimately came up with, I took a look at the calendar, and I said I sort of planned out how long each of these books are. Most of these books are about 10 hours long, which for me is about a week of driving in the car. Episode 3 was a little longer. So by just kind of guessing, you know, how long it was going to take for me to finish the book, I could listen to all of these books together, and I still have a couple of weeks sort of bumper before the release of episode 9. So I am going to go back to reading Solo, Star Wars Story, the expanded edition. This is by Mer Lafferty and narrated by Mark Thompson. And this is obviously the story of how Han Solo and Chewbacca came to be partners. And so I'm going to listen to that. And it does have 4.5 stars, over 4.5 stars on Audible as reviews. So I'm expecting it to be a halfway decent book. Now, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, written by Alexander Freed. Again, Jonathan Davis is the narrator. And Rogue One has a prequel book. And because it's called Catalyst, and I'm not actually going to get into that book. I'm just going to stick to the books now that are that were in the movie theater. And this one has 4.6 stars, just like Solo had. And obviously, this is the lead up, the big lead up into episode 4. If it's anything like the other books, Jonathan Davis has done a really great job narrating with all of these different characters. So I do not see any issues with this book leading up into episode 4. Now, episode 4 is what gave me the whole idea all the way to begin with, because when I was a kid, there was Star Wars on audio tape, and it was narrated by Mark Hamill, and you have to forgive me, I can't remember the characters that played C-3PO and a few others, but it actually had you know, like the real sound effects from Star Wars, and all these Star Wars audiobooks have sound effects, which some people like and some people don't like. I actually like having the sound effects in with the audiobook. It makes it come together for me. The audio can be a little bit difficult to hear during like really intense scenes, but it pulls everything together. So when it came to Star Wars and then The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, there were 3 audiobooks that I remember listening to way back. I'm talking late 80s, early 90s. And I actually found them on Audible, and I put them in my wish list. And then shortly thereafter, they were removed from Audible. And I was sort of disappointed in that. They are available on YouTube. So if you're interested in listening to the original recordings, you can go on YouTube and check them out. But there is a newer version of the original movies available on audiobook. Star Wars, A New Hope is called The Princess, The Scoundrel, and The Farm Boy. This is by Alexandra Bracken, narrated by Mark Thompson and Rebecca Solar. I've heard lots of great things about Mark Thompson's narration, and I'm really interested in checking it out. So that's Star Wars, A New Hope, The Princess, The Scoundrel, and The Farm Boy. Same amount of reviews, 4.6 stars. Leading up to Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. It's called So You Want to Be a Jedi, written by Adam Gidwitz. And Mark Thompson is narrating this one. From the reviews that I read, Mark Thompson has done an incredible job. The Empire Strikes Back has never really gotten the same amount of reviews as like the original Star Wars has. So the ratings are a little lower on that one. It's 3.7 stars. So I'm still going to plow through it anyway. Star Wars Return of the Jedi, Beware the Power of the Dark Side, written by Tom Engelberger, narrated by Mark Thompson. This goes back up to 4.5 stars, and everybody is, and I think that reflects the movies as well, the stories with the movies. So if it's anything like the other Star Wars audiobooks, what they'll do is follow the movies and give background information from different perspectives. And that's what I like about it. With the movies, you're not getting everyone's perspective. You're just getting one visualization. You're not getting what people are actually thinking. So this has been a lot of fun so far to listen to all this stuff. And after I get done with the original, trilogy, I'm going to go on to the sequel trilogy, Star Wars The Force Awakens by Alan Dean Foster. Mark Thompson again narrates this one. This one's got a lot of really great reviews on. This one was originally released in 2015 when the movie was released. And so it's 4.6 stars for that one that everybody has. And most of these are, again, about 10 hours long. And leading up to the final book, Star Wars The Last Jedi, this one is by Jason Fry, narrated by Mark Thompson, and this one has 4.5 stars as well. And so the whole idea here is to get as much background information in a different way than I normally have been able to do. And I'm still going to actually go back and watch the movies too, just so I have sort of every aspect of this as I can. Because there's a lot of lead up to this final episode here, ending the Skywalker saga, all the way from episode 1 all the way to episode 9. Everybody has been talking about the final scene of the movie that is supposed to be absolutely spectacular and sort of bring all the fans back that sort of were lost in The Last Jedi. I'm just going to put it out here. I whether you like them or if you don't like them or you got mad because they did something you didn't want to, I've always enjoyed Star Wars movies, and I like the fact they tried to do different things. Is it the same exact story that you expected? No, but that, to me, is a good thing. So from the way that I'm doing this, basically have the Legend of Darth Plagueis leading all the way up to the end of the Skywalker saga in episode 9. So it starts off with Plagueis, then you have the Maul introduction, episodes 1, 2, and 3, Solo, Rogue One, leading right into episode 4, 5, and 6 that are written in a different way, but still telling the original stories. And then episode 7, 8, and hopefully by the time December rolls around, I will have made it that far. And I'll watch the episode 9 in the movie theater, and I may go back and just conclude everything when the episode 9 book comes out. I will have finished it all that way. So it's a tremendous kind of a fun thing to do that will kill some time on my way to work as I over the next few months. Earlier this year, I listened to so many different audiobooks, and I probably listened to a record amount of audiobooks this year. And every time I was like, do I really want to get into Star Wars? No, I don't want to get into Star Wars. Do I really want to get into Star Wars? No, I don't want to get into Star Wars. And so I just kept going, going, and going. And every time I was like, you know what? Every once in a while, I'd listen to the Plagueis book or the Maul book a few months later. And just a couple weeks ago, I started with episode 1, and now I'm going to plow through them all. And they're short enough where I'm not spending months and months and months listening to one book, but they are fantastic stories if you're a fan of Star Wars. So worth doing now. I think you still have time, and you could decide to do them a little bit differently. You could take out Solo or Rogue One if you'd like, and just do the episodes for the movies, not worry about the prequel books or anything like that. There's over 40 books that are available in audiobook format, and some of them I'm interested in, some of them not so much, but I think the ones that are like official canon as far as the movie goes, that's where I'm interested at, because I want to get the lead up to the last movie. And so that's where I'm going to leave it off to you. And tell me if you've listened to the original audiobooks or if you have listened to the newer original movie books. Because I still might go back and listen to the original trilogy audiobooks from back in the 80s, sort of as a nostalgic type of thing too, because I really would like to hear the voices played by the original characters, which was kind of fun. But I can't find them on Audible. They were taken off Audible probably when these new books came out. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.